You've heard about Operation School Guard, and some of you are probably wondering, what in the world are they talking about? Well, we're here to bring clarification to you today. But I want to tell you how the vision came. I think it's important that you hear it. I ministered the fifth Sunday in April, and I ministered on the importance of praying for children. Y'all remember that? And I left that day after sharing that message, and I went, oh my gosh. You know, sometimes, and I've heard they say this to Brother, that Brother Copeland has said this, so I feel like I'm in good company, that Brother Copeland sometimes will say something, and he gets done, and he'll say, I can't believe I said that, because you're under the anointing. And so there was a few things I couldn't believe that I said. But in that message, I gave you a lot of statistics of things that are happening with children. So it had a negative kind of tone to it, if you wanted to see it as negative. But I think it was meant to be a reality check, was what it was meant to be. And actually, I didn't even listen to that message till last week. And then I could see how God put everything together. Because in that message, I referred to, you know, there's a lot of schools in the New River Valley, but I didn't give you statistics. I didn't give you how many schools, how many students, whatever. I'm here today to give you all of that. But after I shared that message, I met on Tuesday with Pastor Todd, and we talk about the prayer ministry. The prayer ministry is talked about a lot because God said to him, prayer is a priority at Christian Growth Center. And as we were talking about it, Pastor Todd said to me, he said, you know, I wished I could go over to, no, he said, I'm going to see if I can go over to Auburn High School and walk up and down the halls and pray. And I said, well, that would be great if they'll let you do it. And I said, well, maybe if you can do it, then Dusty could go, because we live close to Christiansburg High School. Dusty can go to Christiansburg High School, walk up and down the halls and pray. And, you know, we kind of left it at that. So later on in that week, I was spending my devotional time, and God laid out a plan. I just don't know how to tell you other than that. I had ideas flood me. And it's all Operation School Guard. Been, you know, just fellowshipping with the Lord, not even asking about that. And thing after thing after thing after thing came. And what God did was he put together a plan. And you know what we're going to do? We're all going to be a part of it, and we're going to pray. And you know who's going to walk up and down the halls of those schools? The Holy Ghost. Amen. We may not be able to go in, and we've been stopped. But I can tell you the most exciting thing for me, I've told Pastor this and he agrees, the most exciting thing for me about this plan is no man can come to me and say, you can't do that. No man can come to you and say, you can't do that. Because stuff's been stopped. I know a few years back, actually it was when our son was still the coach at Christiansburg High School, you know, we had prayed, or they had prayed before games for years. All of a sudden, one game. Nope, can't pray anymore. Four games. Came about by one woman who sent one email. Well, did it bother me? Yeah, it bothered me. And I think you've heard things, and it's bothered you. And have you felt helpless? Like you couldn't do anything? Or maybe you didn't want to do anything. But if you did want to do something, did you feel helpless? Do you feel like the unbelievers are winning by telling us what we can't do, even though it's our right? Freedom of speech is our right, but you know what? We can't do it in places. Well, anyway, I got a plan. God gave us a plan of what we're going to do that will make a difference. And I'll tell you, the only thing that will stop it is if you don't grab a hold of it and be a part of it. I just warn you that right up front. The only thing that'll stop it for you being blessed and you being a part of it is if you don't take it and run with it. So, God gave me a plan. And as he was giving it to me, I said, God, that's a lot of typing. That's a lot of research. That's a lot of stuff I don't do. Seriously, I did. And he said, I said, God, I'll have to have some help. And that no more went out of my mouth than I heard the word Missy. And I knew who that was because, I mean, there's more than one Missy in my life. And I knew who it was because I knew that this lady named Missy had been volunteering at the church here in the office. And I said, okay, God, prepare her heart, because this is not little. There's 41 schools in the New River Valley. We had 41 schools to research. We had 41 schools, 41 notebooks to do. So I didn't even, we should have counted up how many pages that was, Missy. But I would like for Missy and her daughter Chloe to stand up, please. And I want y'all to give them a round of applause, if you would. And when you get your notebook, you will have an inkling, or you will have a full comprehension of what she did. And I mean, and it was amazing when I asked her, and I'm getting to a point here, and I'm going to give you a scripture to look at. But when I asked her about doing it, there was no hesitation. See, God had planned it all out. No hesitation. She's been encouraging from the get-go. And really what happened was, our gifts worked together. And it started with Pastor, the gift in him. Because when I went and shared the vision with him, you know what his response was? He said, my spirit leapt inside of me when you shared the vision. He so grabbed hold of it. So I had his okay. The gift inside of him, the pastor's gift inside of him, the gift where God said to him, prayer is a priority at Christian Growth Center. He grabbed, he didn't have to take hold of that. But the pastoring gift in him, you know, said, okay, I'm going to take hold of that. Then the gift inside of me, I have a gift inside of me for prayer. Well, I grabbed hold of what the Spirit of God said. So we were working together. Then we added Missy. We were working together. We added Chloe. Chloe typed a lot. And so I think she's got a gift developing on the inside of her. And we worked together in all of that. So I want you to look at a scripture verse. And let me get my little notepad out here. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12:27. You know, this is not the message, but I have to refer to this because, for one thing, I believe God wants me to. Secondly, God did this for us because it's a perfect example of this scripture verse. If I can find it, I think 1 Corinthians left my Bible. Here it is. Lord, have mercy. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12:27. Caleb referred to this when he ministered last Sunday. Y'all remember? He talked about our gifts working. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it. Each part severally and distinct, each with his own place and function. Did you see how that worked? We each had a function in this. We each had a place in it. Okay, we're about ready. We're going to start. There it is. That's New International. I read from the International. Now you're the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. I like the Amplified because it said, each with its own place and function. So we're getting ready to pray for kids, right? Right? We're going to pray for children. Well, I mean, only God knows the magnitude of this. But there's some of you sitting in the body here. All of you have a gift. All of you. Nobody's exempt. And I'm not here to teach on that. But I just want to encourage you. You got a gift. And you know what? If I got the vision and I shared it with Pastor and he said, okay, go run for it. What would have happened if I couldn't have found anybody to help me? It would have died. Because I couldn't have done it. Do you know how many years it would take me to do? And frustrate. You know why I would have been frustrated? It's not my gifting. This was one of the easiest things I have ever done in my life where God's concerned. Was it not, Missy? Yeah. We worked on it from the end of May until probably Thursday of this week. We added a little something. So I just wanted to share that thought with you. Please, 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 please let God have your gift. Please use your gift. Because there's visions in here. There's dreams in here that aren't coming to pass. Because you're not letting your gift function. And that's, you know, I mean, that's just the absolute, that's the gospel. So we'll move on. Give you that to think about. Okay. So we set about our business to make up these notebooks. And really, it was done very prayerfully. And this notebook that you're going to get is actually, it's a manual. It's a manual. So nobody in here can say, I don't know how to pray. Now you might say, I don't want to pray. But you can't say, I don't know how to pray. Because this book will, I mean, you just, and we'll get to it in just a minute, but there's prayers in there. There's a lot of encouragement in there. But we brainstormed over this, but we prayed much about this. Everything was prayed about, everything. I mean, Missy would work with me, and some things I'd say, yep, nope, yep, nope. And in fact, we were all the way up. We thought we were done. And Wednesday night in prayer, we realized there was one prayer missing in the book. And that was a prayer. We got a prayer in there for teachers. We had prayer in there for students. But we needed a prayer for, somebody said, I think you need a prayer for bus drivers. So I said, okay, if I can find a prayer for bus drivers, we'll put a prayer for bus drivers in there. I found a wonderful prayer for teachers. I mean, a godly prayer. So I go home and before I got home, I was told that I should write the prayer since I drove a school bus for 30 years. And I said, do you all realize I don't have time to do that. But anyway, I went home. This just shows you how God cared. He cared about every aspect of it. And anyway, I went home and I prayed and I wrote out a prayer for bus drivers, but Missy put that in on Thursday. So everything's been covered. Pastor Todd is going to be sending out emails to the principals. There's principal information in there. There is school board information and superintendent information. The principals, the superintendents, and the school board members are all going to get a letter saying Operation School Guard. That's his, what he's going to take care of. And I will say this, when I went to Pastor and shared a vision with him, I said, to me it was, is there not a cause? Remember I shared that? You probably don't remember, but anyway, in April, I shared that about the children. Is there not a cause? And then he added to it, Operation School Guard. God just pieced it together. And as you see it, you're going to see that it is definitely God's heart such a time as this. Now, I want to share a thought with you. This comes from, how many of you have read Judy Grady's book? Okay, great. I want you to know it's one of the best books on prayer I have ever read in my life. I've read lots of books on prayer, lots. Been to prayer conferences. It's one of the best books on functioning prayer, living prayer. And I told Judy, I said, I want to share with you a thought from that book. And this is what's going to happen for some of you in the room. If you've got a desperate situation in your life, maybe a situation that you've been in for a long time, can't seem to find your way out of it, only you could say whatever that may be. Well, if you'll take up this prayer assignment, God's going to help you walk out of it. And that's exactly what he did for Judy. Those of you who haven't read her book, Judy had two sons to die just not too many months apart from each other. The thing that happened was grief. And that would be something you'd really have to fight. I've never lost a child. But she was sinking in grief. It really didn't care whether or not she lived. And then you know what? God threw her a lifeline. He gave her an assignment to pray for this this group called Home Free. And you know, she says in the book, she looks like the least candidate to sing. Isn't that, God's just got a sense of humor, doesn't he, Judy? For all of us. You know, as long as we hang with him, we never get too old. We never get too old. And so anyway, she took that lifeline. And you'll have to read the book to get all the story. And she took up the assignment. And Judy, I have to tell you, you're like a different person. You are. You're such a testimony to me. You are. You're like a different person. But what did God do? He took her mind off of herself. Not to make light of what she was going through. You never make light of anything that somebody's going through. But he took her mind off herself and put it on this group. And then, you know, that brought healing on the inside of her. And I wrote down a quote. I've written down a quote. One thing that she said in there, she said, "It is well with your soul when you carry out your assignment." And Judy, it's well with your soul now, isn't it? And it was not well with her soul. When you don't want to live because of grief, I can tell you, your soul is not well. So I offer that to you this morning. If there's anybody here in the room, I offer that to you. That God's offering it to you. Because he gave me the vision. Pastor okayed it. I'm giving it to you. And let me tell you, it's already gone out of the four walls of this church. And I'll share this thought with you. A couple of Sundays back, I just made a little announcement about it. Well, Beth Ann came up to me, and she said, you know, me and some other people, we're already praying. We were going to pray for Blacksburg High School. And she said, I want... Can I have Blacksburg High School, the notebook? And I told her that she could. Well, so she came back to me. She didn't get her notebook till this week, but she came back to me. How many people do you have? Five. She has five people that have joined her at Blacksburg High School. And there, I'm sure, will be more. And so what she's doing is she's taking the notebook and she's making copies. And so they will have their manual. They will have their manual to use. Okay, I'm going to show you. We've got some screens up here. I mean, what do you call them? I have slides. Thank you. Screens. Thingamajiggies. Yeah, that's what I called them Wednesday. I called them thingamajiggies. We got some thingamajiggies we're going to show you so that you can see what your notebook looks like. But before we do that, you can say, Wanda, is it really that important to pray? And I've read this before, and it's only a couple paragraphs. But I feel like I need to read this to you again. And it's titled, Is There a Consequence of Failing to Pray? And this is from Lynn Hammond. She said she was reminded of a missionary who came out of China before the communist regime took over. This missionary was a pastor, and just before he had to leave the country, he met with his congregation for the last time. The pastor walked up on the platform, and he turned to look at his congregation. Outside, they could hear the marching feet of communist armies on their way to take the land. Then the pastor asked, whose fault is it that the communist regime is taking over? Whose fault is it that they are here? Is it the government's fault? No, it's not the government's fault. It's our fault. The blame lies right here. The reason I have to leave you tomorrow is that we did nothing in prayer to stop it. It's quite a sobering statement. But the body of Christ, we have to rise up and take responsibility for what's going on in our country. And this is your opportunity. I told someone this morning, we're not going to wait till something tragic happens in the New River Valley, then get on our knees and pray. That's called defensive prayer. We're going to be on the offensive prayer. Amen. Offensive prayer is when you take up your place of authority and you take the Word of God and you hold the Word of God back to God and you pray. You know, we're not going to wait. Folks, we're not waiting. Till something bad happens in the New River Valley and say, oh my God. You know, something bad happened in 9/11. What did that do? I heard the churches were flooded right after that. But it didn't take long. People forgot. I think God's calling the body of Christ to rise up, wake up, take our position. We're going to stand in our place of authority. We have the right as children of God to decide what goes on in the New River Valley. Now, you may take it. God may give you an assignment like Judy. She's praying over, you know, that group and everything. But God may give you an assignment somewhere else. But right now, you call Christian Growth Center your church, you're a part of this assignment. Now, if you're here and you're not a part of Christian Growth Center, you know what? You can take this up. I mean, it's an assignment for whosoever will. And so we're going to, that's what we're going to do, is take up that place. Let's go, let's do the thingamajiggies. Okay, here we go. The notebooks. This is not, no. There you go. Operation School Guard, is there not a cause? It's going to try to keep going on? Double click it. I don't know that, but he does. Okay. It's okay. Operation School Guard. Okay. This is what the notebooks look like. That we just did that page because we wanted to put underneath there, is there not a cause to pray? And these are what they look like. Okay, we'll go ahead to the next one since it wants to go there. New River Valley, behold your God, the King of Glory is coming through. There's a page in the book that's in there. I don't know that you can... I guess I'm in the way, aren't I? Do I need to... Do. I'm going to let you move this over here for me. I'm sorry, didn't even think. As you can see... This is a map of the New River Valley. I don't know if you know it or not, but New River Valley consists of Giles, Pulaski, Montgomery, and Floyd counties. The reason I have Behold Your God, the King of Glory is coming through. I meant to call Tricia and ask her, but years ago, does anybody in here remember how that came about years ago for Christian Growth Center? You've got to have been here a long time. Elaine, you don't remember? That didn't come out right. No, Elaine is much younger than me, but she's been here as long as I have. Hey, Carol, you remember? There used to be a song. It was a song. Okay. Song we used to do. So it's been around for a long time. Okay? Well, this is what I think is going to happen. We're going to pray. What do you think is going to happen? The King of Glory is going to come through. When you pray, you always make room for God. When you have a situation in your family and you start praying, what are you doing? You're making room for God. If you don't pray, you ain't making room for God. And likely as not, if you're not making room for God, the devil will make sure he makes room. And I want to tell you, we're going to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, but we're going to be a threat to the enemy. Amen. It's time the body of Christ starts being a threat to the enemy. Amen? Amen? Right. So, this is the first page. This is why I said, Behold your God, the King of Glory is coming through. How many of you didn't know there was four counties in New River Valley? Everybody know? Good. Go to the next one.
Yeah.
This is our base prayer. You got to have a, base scripture. You got to have a, you know what? We got a base scripture and we got a base song too. I'll get you to that. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward Him for the life of your young children. Now, as a parent, hopefully a lot of you all have used this and you, I don't know what I'm doing, but anyway, you've poured out your heart before the face of the Lord. You know what? You're going to do this in place of some parents. Wait till you find out how many kids there are in the New River Valley. And you know, some of them, they ain't got nobody praying for them. Nobody. Okay, but that is our foundation scripture. Next, please. These are the schools in New River Valley. I was shocked when I saw how many schools. Radford City has 4 schools. Floyd County has 5. Giles has 5. Pulaski has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. You'd think I'd know this as many times as we've looked at this. But look at the totals. Now, we haven't even got to Montgomery County. But look at the totals. Radford City, 1,661. Floyd County, 2,076. Giles, 2,408. And Pulaski has 4,346 students. Let's go to Montgomery County. This will all be on one page in your notebook. We just couldn't do it. And I'm not sure all of you can still see it in the back. So let's go to Montgomery County. Montgomery County, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 schools. A total of 9,599 students. Next page, please. 20,090 students in the New River Valleys. Lives will be changed when we pray. 20,000. Do we have another page? Yes. Since you got it up, we'll go ahead and do this. I was going to hold off. But this is one thing that you'll find in the book, in the notebook, is prayers. One prayer that we put in there was establishing an eternal future. I'm going to read this prayer. Lord, I bring these children before you and ask that you would help them grow into a deep understanding of who you are. Open their hearts and bring them to a full knowledge of the truth about you. Lord, you've said in your word, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. I pray for that kind of faith for these children. May they call you their Savior, be filled with your Holy Spirit, acknowledge you in every area of their life, and choose always to follow you in your ways. Help them to fully believe that Jesus laid his life down for them so that they might have life eternally and abundantly now. Help them to comprehend the fullness of your forgiveness so they'll not live in guilt and condemnation. I pray they will live a fruitful life, ever increasing in knowledge of you. May they always know your will, have spiritual understanding, walk in a manner that is pleasing in your sight. You've said in your word that you'll pour out your spirit on our offspring. I pray that you would pour out your spirit upon these children this day. Thank you, Lord, that you care about their eternal future even more than I do, and that is secure in you. In Jesus' name, I pray that they will not doubt or stray from the path you have for them all the days of their life. Can you imagine getting to pray this for 20,000 students? You know, let's say I get up on Monday morning, school started. And you know what? There's multiple prayers in here, but you don't pray them all. You just pick one out. And let's say me and Beth Ann and Angie and Shirley and whoever else, we pick this prayer. You know, we're holding that before God for the lives of these children, for the school that you have. Now, the notebook I have up here is Narrows Elementary and Middle, I believe. But you do that for the school that you have. For the children. You can't name them by name, but God knows them. And he's just waiting for somebody to talk to him on their behalf. Okay? Getting a picture? I want to share you a few quotes. Now, these prayers, These are some of the subjects that we cover, and these prayers are from Stormy O'Mardian's book, The Power of a Praying Parent, and we just adjusted them to what we needed them for. But we have a prayer in here for avoiding alcohol, drugs, and other addictions, one on attracting godly friends and role models, one on honoring parents and resisting rebellion. Do we believe prayer works? One on instilling the desire to learn. I think that's a tremendous one. Kids are facing so much today, they've forgotten how to learn, some of them have. One other one, being the person God created them to be. We have to believe in the power of prayer. Amen. You know, you can't pray these and let your mind get mixed in and say, well, God, how are you going to do that? I mean, that's up to Him. One on enjoying freedom from fear. One on receiving a sound mind. One on staying attracted to holiness and purity. One on seeking wisdom and discernment. One on growing faith. And another one on developing a hunger for the things of God. And then the one establishing an eternal future. But I want to read you a couple of, there's a couple pages in here that have quotes on them. This book is meant to be a manual and to help keep you stirred up and give you a place to pray from. Listen to this quote. It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. There's a lot of broken children right now. A lot of broken children. Children are our most valuable resource. Do we believe that?
Yes.
I hope we do. I hope we're getting to that place if we don't believe it now. And not just, you know, you don't have to be just a school teacher. A school teacher will say yes to that really quick. But no, we got to believe children are our most valuable resource. One book, one pen, one child, and one teacher can change the world. A child miseducated is a child lost. I need to tell y'all who said this. That came from John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy said, children are the living messages we send to a time we will not see. Marianne Wright Edelman said, if we don't stand up for children, then we don't stand up for much. Maru Collins said, there is a brilliant child locked inside every student. Pablo Casals said, the child must know he is a miracle, that since the beginning of the world there hasn't been, and until the end of the world there will not ever be another child like him. Marilee McKee said, today our children are a reflection. Tomorrow they will be our shadow. And Anne Lamont, she said, I don't remember who said this, but there really are places in our heart you don't ever know existed until you love a child. A child will bring it out of you. Nelson Mandela said, history will judge us by the difference we make in the everyday lives of our children. Fred Rogers said, anyone who does anything to help a child is a hero to me. We're going to be alive. We're going to be heroes in the spirit realm for these kids. Wes Stafford said, every child you encounter is a divine appointment. Carl Sandburg said, a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. Dwight L. Moody said, if I could relive my life, I would devote my entire ministry to teaching children for God. And then this one really, really, really touched my heart. Mother Teresa said, it is the greatest poverty to decide that a child must die so that you may live as you wish. You know, that's referring to abortion. Yeah. That is the greatest poverty. Let me read you a few quotes on prayer. It seems God is limited by our prayer life. God can do nothing for mankind unless someone asks Him. So we're going to be the someones, aren't we? God can't do anything for these children. And I'm telling you, there's kids that ain't got nobody praying for them. They come from such horrible situations. And then there's some that come from, in outward look, it's just wonderful situations. But they ain't got nobody praying for them. I tell you what God's wanting to do. He wants to invade the New River Valley. Listen to this quote. God wants to invade the earth with His Spirit of power and glory beyond anything we could ask, dream, or imagine. But we're the ones who will usher in that divine invasion as we are faithful to pray according to the heart of our loving Father. We are going to pray in a divine invasion in the New River Valley, and it's going to start with the kids. God wants to invade their... Well, now, let me just take this. Let me see who's in here. If God invades the lives of children, who else is He going to get? The parents. Who else is He going to get? Grandparents. Siblings. Uncles. Aunts. Neighbors. Teachers. Can you see? Pastor Tyne and I, when we would talk about prayer, and we would say, God, what do you mean prayer is a priority at Christian Growth Center? I mean, when He says that to you, you got to find out what He means by it, right? I mean, it doesn't mean there's a plan. So He gave us the plan. But you know what? When God gets the children, He gets everybody. And you know what? If we brought you in here today and said that we were going to have you... No offense, Elaine, because Elaine's a prayer in the government realm. But we're going to have you pray for the government. How many of you are going to take on praying for the government? Even though the Word says we're supposed to pray for the government. A few people. Yeah. Okay. So you would. Because you know why? You got a heart. I believe God puts that in people's heart. Now, I got a heart in a particular area I like to pray. I mean, I like to pray. But it's not the government. But Elaine's got that area. She likes to pray in the government. Y'all like to pray in the area of the government. But you know what? When you talk about kids, it grabs everybody. If you have any heart at all. I mean, we're all a kid, right? I'm a kid now. An elder kid, but I'm a kid. The rise and fall of every nation lives with prayer. That's Lynn Hammond. It seems God is limited by our prayer life. God can do nothing for mankind unless someone asks Him. That's John Wesley. Billy Graham. Satan will contest every hour you spend in Bible readings or prayer. Know it today. When you take that notebook home, know it today. There will be a distraction that will want to keep you from picking up and praying one page. And you can know who's behind that, and you can make a decision. Okay, nope, not going to be distracted. Not going to be. This should be the motto of every follower of Jesus Christ. No matter how dark and hopeless a situation might seem, never stop praying. That's Billy Graham. To get nations back on their feet, we must first get down on our knees. That's Billy Graham. Billy Graham. Somebody told me the other day, that, you know, all the success that Billy Graham had in, what do you call them, the things he did? Crusades. He always had a crew that went in before him. And what did they do? They prayed. And then we saw the fruit of that in those crusades, right? But what was it a result of? Prayer. Let me see, a couple more and then we'll move on. Corrie Ten Boom, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Mother Teresa, God shapes the world by prayer. The more praying there is in the world, the better the world will be, the mightier the forces against evil. You know, New River Valley is going to be a safe haven. A safe haven. So anyway, as you get your notebook, there's quotes in both areas to encourage you, to stir you up to pray. There's two articles in here about children. You'll enjoy those. They'll stir you up. They'll help you to pray. Because this is NARA's notebook, the superintendent's in here, the school board, school information. And then I'm going to finish up here. I want to read you the prayer from our pastor. Not the prayer, the letter, excuse me. There's a letter in here from Pastor Todd. There's also a letter from me, but I'll wait and let you read mine later, but I want you to hear the one from your pastor. Dear loved ones, thank you for taking on this crucial assignment in what I believe are the days of Noah again. While improvements in technology have benefited the kingdom of God, I believe the enemy of our soul has been strategic, has been more strategic than the children of God, at leveraging them to gain a stronghold in our precious young ones. His goal is to steal the seed, our children, and wipe out an entire generation of God-fearing, loving believers. That struck me to my core when I read that. To wipe out an entire generation. Attacks in our schools have been especially effective at terrorizing our youth, and it is on this battlefield CGC has chosen to wage war against the enemy. We will be victorious. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment will be shown to be in the wrong. Let us take back the New River Valley, one school at a time, and it begins with you. I pray that you develop a love for the administration and students at your assigned school, that the Holy Spirit will reveal hidden things to you to cover in prayer. I charge you to pray earnestly from your heart for your school every day, and watch for the salvation of the Lord to manifest. In this earth, you may not receive recognition for your efforts, but know this with assurance. Your deeds have eternal consequences, and what is done by you in secret will be openly rewarded in heaven by God Himself. The enemy has infiltrated our campuses all over this country, and has been so subtle that we have allowed it. We say, no more. And when the enemy has been found out, he must restore it sevenfold, what has been stolen. I believe in his attempt to steal an entire generation, seven generations will be restored to the Lord. I agree. You are the difference. You are the watchman that will turn the tide. You are the light pushing back the darkness. You are the guards to see the city rebuilt and its walls restored. Is there not a cause? Are our children not worth fighting for? What then shall we do? This is what we will do. We will pour down fire from heaven to consume our enemy before us and turn the hearts of the children back to their Father who loves them to give them hope and a future. Remember, loved ones, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Your enemy is not the school board or school administrators. Your enemy is the powers, principalities, and wicked spirits in high places. It's not the person, but the spirit motivating or influencing the person that we direct our prayers toward. Believing that when we pray, we have authority to change things, and change they will. I pray you have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Pastor Todd. It's kind of sobering, isn't it? I want to share one more scripture with you. This book is a manual. It has prayers in it, I've said. It has encouragement in it. But there's one way of praying that's not, well, let me back up just a second. I have to say this. There is a prayer in here that came, you all will love it. It came from Brother Copeland's ministry. And it just so happened to come out when we were doing this book. And it's a prayer of protection against school shootings. It's a tremendous prayer. It's a prayer of authority. And so that's all I'll say about the book. But I just wanted to encourage you. I hope that you'll find this is going to be beneficial to you. But there's another way of praying that I want to expound on for just a minute. And that's praying in the Holy Ghost. And the reason why I'm doing this is that when God gave me the vision for this, and he was pouring it out, showing me different things and whatever, he spoke to my heart, and because I said, Lord, there's prayers, we'll put prayers, but you know, praying in the Holy Ghost is a wonderful way to pray. Praise perfect prayers. You know, you can lift up the school, Narrows Middle School, and I can say, Father God, you know what? I just ask that the Holy Ghost help me to pray, and he'll pray perfect prayers over that school. And you know what the Holy Ghost will do? He'll put his finger. You know, he'll know that Tommy's there, and he was beat up by his dad the night before. Then he'll know that Sally Jane was there, and she was abused by the next door neighbor the night before. And then, you know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost can do that. He can pick people out. I mean, I love it. I just absolutely love being able to pray in the Holy Ghost. I think it's, besides Jesus, we got Jesus. He was the best gift, the perfect gift. But you know, God didn't leave us by ourselves. He gave us the Holy Ghost. He's our teacher. He's our comforter. He's our standby. But also, He's the one that helps us. We pray in tongues. He helps us pray the perfect will of the Father. But as I was putting this together and seeing all of this, the Holy Ghost said to me, He said, I want you to tell Gene to be ready. And Gene's, I've told him about it. And what's he going to be ready for? If you're here and you aren't baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I'm not teaching on it, and you can think, well, if you don't teach on it, how can you receive it? It's the anointing of God. People get healed when somebody's teaching on prosperity. I mean, if we don't limit the Word of God. I'm teaching on prayer today. But you can, you know, you can, we don't limit God. You can be sitting in that chair. And I've always believed, you're sitting here, you're hearing the Word of God, you're receiving the anointing, you need healing in your big toe. You let the anointing do that for you. But anyway, if you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you're hungry for it, we're giving you that opportunity. And I, you know, I told the Lord, I said, I believe I heard from you. I'm just speaking it out. I believe the anointing of God is here for you to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And boy, will you enjoy using that and praying for the school that you have. Okay? We're not going to do it right in a minute, but we are. We're going to do it in just a minute. And I'm closing with this. The last song that we did, I specifically asked them to do this song. And I've written down the words to it. And when I knew that I was going to be sharing this, I was really drawn to this. This is our song. This is our song. We have a scripture that is ours, school guard, but we have a song too. And it's the last one we did. Listen to this. Because this is what's going to happen. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere in the New River Valley is going to change. It's going to change from fear to faith. Amen. Because I can tell you, I have one of my granddaughters told me, she said, "Mom," she said, "you know what they teach us? We're in school. Maybe maybe you've experienced it. They're teaching them now, when you go in a room, the first thing you look for is a way out. Or a place to hide. What does that create? Fear. So my heart is the atmosphere over the New River Valley is going to change. Because we're making room for God. Okay, you want me to do it from there? I can. It's repetitive. The atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. And I'll just do it from here. Thank you. Thank you. The evidence, I thought, what's the evidence? The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. And the evidence will be the miracles. Because at the end it says, miracles can happen now. Because the presence of the Lord is here. I think it's miracles. It says, overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came. Now, I know this song is referring to coming into the sanctuary. We're the reason you came. Overflow us with your love. But this is what I added to that. I said, you're the reason we prayed. Let me start back again. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Overflow in the New River Valley. Fill our hearts with your love. God, when you play for your school, you know what's going to happen to you, don't you? God's going to fill your heart with his love for those kids. Amen. And the faculty and staff. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we prayed to encounter your love. These kids are going to encounter the love of God, is what they're going to encounter. Your love surrounds us. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as it is in heaven. And if you get up one morning or whenever you pray and you can't pray anything else, you say, Father God, I'm praying, your kingdom come, your will be done in Christiansburg High School. here on earth in Christiansburg High School as it is in heaven. If you can't do anything else, it's easy. Just talk to God. You're driving your car. Oh, and if you live close, you can go and walk around the school if you want to. Whatever it is that God shows you to do. And because of all those things happening in that song, then at the end they say, a miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. New River Valley, behold your God. The King of Glory is coming through. He's coming through, folks. And he's going to ride on our prayers. And he's not only going to protect those kids, they're going to get saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Revival's going to break out in the schools. There's going to be kids that are going to stand on the tables in the cafeteria and preach. Oh, there's this story. I have to tell this story. And it's in Jerry Savelle's book on restoration. And he was traveling and he had one of his grandsons. He's real young at the time. And this grandson, Mark James, I believe is his name, loved to preach. And he put on a suit like his granddaddy. He said, Granddaddy, we going to preach today? So he had him out, and they were traveling, and they were in an airport. And Mark James loved to preach. And he was little. He couldn't even preach. But he loved holding a microphone, and he loved to preach. And so he was in the airport one day, and Brother Jerry was there, and they were waiting to get on a plane. And he'd gone up and got, Mark James said he was hungry. He'd gotten him something to eat. And the lady said, you know, I follow you. I really enjoy your ministry, and such on and so forth. So they're sitting there, and all of a sudden, two men walk in, cursing like crazy. Very foul language. Changed the whole atmosphere from, oh, it's pleasant, to, well, Brother Jerry, he was very descriptive in this. I could read it to you, but I won't take the time. He really wanted to be aggressive with this because, you know, he says, this is my grandson and he's hearing this foul language. But he said, I know if I go up there and I smack him, then the lady that's sold me the food is going to think, okay, what kind of, you know, ministry is he is. So all of a sudden he thought, hey, he said, I know what to do. He said, Mark James, I have to read this. Well, I got, now anyway, he said, Mark James, he said, have you got anything to preach? Said Mark James got up on the chair and the table, said he smacked the table and he said, you need to get repent of your sins and get saved and baptized. Something like that. And said those two men went like that and turned around and walked out and everybody applauded. So you get the gist. What happened? The atmosphere was changed. You got it? Restoration. The atmosphere will be changed as we pray. And please cry out, restore, restore, restore. Cry out that before the Lord, please.